Welcome back to the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. It's presented by McDonald Boneyard and the Air Doctor, as it is now time for the part of the show where we announce our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And I tell you, through the first 5 weeks of the season, we've had great nominees and great athletes. But I tell you what, our winner this week is maybe got to take the cake, as we have awarded this week the award to freshman Saranakis of the Washington Community School District. And let me just go through what Sarah and her team had accomplished last week. Nakis capped off an incredible first varsity season for the Demon Girls golf team with an individual and team state golf title last Tuesday at the American Legion Golf Course in Marshalltown. Nakis became the first individual state golf champion in Washington school history by shooting a 13 over 155 for the tournament. Nakis was also the tournament medalist, or was tied for the medalist position in each golf meet that she competed in this season, and ended the year with the second best 18-hole average golf score in the entire state, regardless of class, at 75 strokes. And we welcome in Sarah Nakis to the program. First off, Sarah, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on being not only our Athlete of the Week, but more importantly, all the championships that you won last week. And I just want to start out by asking, can you put into words the feelings that you have about what you accomplished last week?
It's hard to put into words, actually. It's actually taken a while for it to all sink in. I think that's been the way for the whole entire team. It's a big thing to win state, and you know, our whole entire team, I mean, we're so together on everything, and we have great camaraderie, and you know, it's kind of hard to believe. But it's a great feeling. Like, all your hard work, everything's paid off. It feels great.
Now, Sarah, I started noticing a pattern develop during postseason competition between junior Deanna Pfeiffer, senior Sarah Wade, and yourself. The three of you all accomplished first-team all-conference honors. You finished the regional golf tournament first, second, and third, respectively. And you all medaled at the state tournament because of a top-10 individual performance. I have to ask, what was practice like against such stiff competition from the upperclassmen?
It wasn't like mean, but it was friendly competition. Like, everyone was always trying to push each other, because I mean, you realize you need everyone to shoot well. We want our team to win. You know, team comes first, anything individual, that's just a bonus. But you just want to keep pushing each other, because the better you are, I mean, the better chance you have to get to state and to win state.
For you on an individual level, though, how much did the internal competition play a role in your individual championship?
For me, you know, I always kind of need someone to push me, you know. I mean, that helps me. It helps me practice harder, helps me stay focused on my goals, helps me reach my goals.
We're talking with Sarah Nakis, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCII. Sarah, at what point during the season did you feel like you guys had something special with this group that you guys won state with?
After the first two or three tournaments, I mean, we played really well. I mean, everyone on our team played really well. I'm thinking, if we can keep this up, I mean, this is going to be a really fun season. I mean, we could end up at state, you know? I mean, we started off strong. Started off strong, finished fast, you know, or whatever. That's really what it was.
I got to ask about being the medalist in each, you know, event as a freshman. You know, did you have in your wildest dreams the idea that you could be the top golfer in every meet that you participated in?
No, actually, I didn't. I mean, it's great to go in and, you know, win. But, you know, I won the first one. I'm like, wow, this, you know, it feels really good, you know. And you just keep working. I mean, you never stop. But you just keep working. No, I never would have thought, you know, not everyone, but I knew a few were in reach.
As far as our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, they talk a lot about their core values. And I know that you've got a lot of great qualities instilled in by your parents and through other coaches. What are some of those core values that you have in your life?
Hard work. I mean, that's what's going to get you there. Hard work, you know, and then perseverance. Because, you know, you have a bad shot, you have a bad hole. I mean, and it's the same in basketball. You have a bad shot, shake it off. It's done. It's over with. You know, move on. Keep going. Being a good person, I mean, just being a good person, like, with your team. I mean, you have to blend with your team, you know, because it's hard, you know, if you aren't compatible with your teammates. I mean, that's hard. It's hard to play because it still is a team sport.
What were some of the lessons or values that Coach Cole was teaching throughout the season?
Hard work. that's, I mean, you know, and it was always like focusing and persevering. That he was awesome on that. You know, he's like, girls, you're gonna have a bad shot. He's like, it's inevitable. You can't stop it. You know. But he always taught us, you know, come back. You get in the trees. He was teaching us ways to get out mentally, mental toughness. He taught us that.
Your head coach has been here for a while and just was announced as the Iowa Girls Coach Association's Coach of the Year in Class 4A. How deserving of an award is this for him?
It really is. I mean, he's a great guy, great coach. You know, I probably couldn't ask for a better coach. He was – and – you know, even when you're down sometimes, I mean, he's always there. He's like, oh, come on, kid. You know, you got it. I mean, just come on. And, you know, I come off a bad hole. I know he does the same thing for every other girl on the team. He comes off, you come off a bad hole. Okay, what happened? You tell him. Okay, here's what we do to fix it. We'll come back, go get him. And pats you on the back and you go. I mean, it feels good. I mean, you want that, the support.
Now I kind of want to ask you some fun questions, Sarah. We've talked a lot about this season and you've been a great sport about it. I've been seeing the We Bad posters up all over town, mainly in Madison Park. And I'm not sure about the story behind it. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Okay, well, it was the very beginning of the season and we had... And she had never played golf before, and she, you know what, she came out and she did awesome. Tiffany Pullen. She got a play in a meet, she did great. But she was just starting off, and she hit, I mean, a huge drive. And Mr. Cole just like, oh my gosh, Tiffany, I mean, We Bad. That's a great shot. I mean, and that he just came out with it, and everyone, you know, kind of laughed. And then, like, you know, the next few days, he kept saying it a little more. And then we started getting on to it. And then that just became our thing, you know. We get in the meet, we get after a meet, get in the car after a meet. And he'd be like, girls, I got one thing to say. We Bad. You know, it was just a saying. And we all loved it. We just all got a big kick out of it. So we used it.
Sarah Nackis is bad. And the girls golf team of the Washington Demons is bad, capturing their third title in state history. And again, we're talking with Sarah Nackis, the individual champion, the first time individual champion for the Washington Demons, as she is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And I was really, truly honored to be a part of your guys' team celebration. And I got to learn about something that you and I share outside of a love for basketball. We're both terrible singers. And I have to ask, you know, what were some of the tunes that you were belting out on your way home from meets?
I think Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass was one. We all love it. That was an awesome song. That was just a great song to jam out to. Oh gosh, there were so many. I think Jason Derulo, a few of his songs, you know, they were newer songs. And yeah, and then, like, We Are the Champions is one on the way home from state. There was a lot of them. I mean, almost every single car ride.
As far as your second sport, I know you've already, you know, are past golf season and you're already in off-season training for basketball. You know, how has off-season training been going and who are some of the players you've been playing with?
It's been going really well. You know, it's summer, so, and then everyone has jobs and everything, so that kind of gets in the way. But you know what? Everyone's trying their best to get in the gym, which is great. We have people helping out with the little kids camp, which is great. You know, we're getting in there earlier, you know, shooting, getting a bunch of shots up. And that's what it takes, you know, because we need to shoot the ball better, obviously. But, I mean, we are putting in the work, so we'll get there.
Sarah Nackis, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week from the Washington Demon Girls Golf Team, an individual in Team State Championship that she helped bring back to Washington on Tuesday. You're listening to this interview on the PM Sports page, AMNFMKCII. And I was able to talk to your dad, who I've heard great things about. And I hear that he is your coach not only on the golf course, but also on the basketball court and smiling. You know, talk to me about the relationship you have with your dad.
My dad is a great guy, and he has been my number one fan besides my mom, you know. I mean, number one fans. He's always pushing me to do better, you know. I mean, he's helped me in every single sport I've pretty much done, you know. And he knows the game very well, so that helps me. And we'll sit, there'll be times, you know, when my shot is just completely off and I come home and I'm like, Dad, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what's wrong. You know, he'll sit down and he'll be like, okay, well, have you gone through all your checkpoints? Have you done this? He's like, always go back to fundamentals, you know, and then there'll be times we even sit down on the computer on YouTube and look up videos of how to shoot the ball better, how to hit the ball better, you know, I mean, and he's dedicated to it. I mean, he's as committed as I am to it, so that definitely helps.
You guys are both competitive by nature. Who do you think is more competitive in the family?
Oh, gosh, that is extremely tough. I don't know, because, yeah.
Let me ask this question. Who would win in 9 holes of golf at the Washington Golf and Country Club, you or your dad?
Probably him.
Really?
There's points I would get up on him, and he's just had, I mean, and then he makes this terrific shot, you know, and then you're just like, oh my gosh. You know, have I beat him? Yes, but is it consistent? No. And it's just because, you know, he has a lot more experience than I do, and obviously more length at the ball, but yeah. It gets really competitive, though, let me tell you.
Sarah Nackus, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, kind enough to join us here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM, KCII. And going forward, Sarah, again, you know, as a freshman, you've been an individual champion and a team state champion. And so what's next? What is the next athletic goal that you have for the golf team and really for you as an athlete in general?
For the golf team, you know, it's just to keep getting better, you know. Megan Strabla, she's going to start coming down. You know, she shot a 40 at regionals, you know, which is great. She broke 50, and that was great. You know, Brenna Burlingame at state, she was amazing. And she's going to be breaking 40, probably 45 very consistently next year. Deanna, breaking 40 consistently. You know, it just keep getting better. And then, like, my goals would be especially, like, short game, you know, getting better because, you know, just be more consistent. I mean, so you don't, I mean, it's just, it's hard because you just one state, you know, and you don't really want to change anything, but there's always room for improvement. Always can get better.
What's the biggest area of improvement that you can improve on in your game?
Probably my short game. My chips need a little bit of work. I mean, I can be very inconsistent with those, you know, but that's okay. I mean, you need something to work for. You always need a new goal. So that'll be my new goal next year.
Better short game for Sarah Nackus. Again, I don't know how you can improve much on an individual and a team state title, but she's out to do it. And Sarah Nackus, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week from Washington Community Schools, kind enough to join us here on the PM Sports page. Sarah, congratulations on all your success, and I wish you the best in the future.
Thank you.
Now, our honorable mention athlete of the week comes from Columbus Community Schools this week as Courtney Orr was the first Columbus Wildcat girls golfer to participate in the state tournament as she shot a 95 and a 96 in her 2 days in the Class 2A tournament at the Ames Golf and Country Club. And congratulations to both Sarah and Courtney for being our athletes of the week.